The Government of Canada has announced it's working with the provinces and territories to develop a COVID-19 vaccine passport for international travel. Immigration Minister Marco Mendicino said Wednesday, August 11, that the document should be ready by the early fall, and will be digital with a paper option. Mendicino said it will include data on the type of vaccines received, the dates and the location they were given. I want to take a moment to thank all Canadians who've rolled up their sleeves over these past months, he said. As more and more are getting vaccinated, they are planning for life in a post-vaccinated world, including the safe return to travel. Dozens of countries around the world have COVID-19 vaccine requirements for travel, and many have now launched their own version of a vaccine passport. Most, like the European Union's Green Pass, are digital, while others, like the Japanese version unveiled in late July, are starting on paper. Since mid-July, Canadians who are fully vaccinated can avoid quarantine upon their return to the country by using the Arrive Can app. The official digital passport will, however, use data provided by the provinces and territories, who hold the vaccine records of their residents. Canadians traveling outside of the country should check vaccination requirements at their destination, prior to travel. Other countries determine if or what type of proof of vaccination is required and the related benefits that may be provided, such as reduced or no testing or quarantine requirements. Canadians who don't have proof of vaccination can travel outside the country, but they may have to quarantine or meet other requirements at their destination country. They will be subject to mandatory quarantine and testing upon return to Canada, too. Canadians should always check the Government of Canada's website for travel advice and advisories, as well as the entry and public health requirements of their destination country, before booking a trip. With files from the Canadian Press.